No, that's no good. That's a creature's fault. I started perfect. Well, we'll record it.
You got this going now, yeah?
It doesn't matter.
It's running now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fine. Just talk. We'll just talk.
Don't let us put you off.
Where was this made?
That's the sheet I made.
The British handmade number 8. Where was it made? At Wookiee Hole?
Yeah.
Before Madame Tussaud, though. Yeah.
Just recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course, that's only raw material. That's just come from the batch.
Yeah.
That's a plain one. Got one with a queen on it. Here you are. That's the queen.
Nice.
And they are making it. Well, that's real handmade when it's finished. It's just plain.
They made this a Wookiee Hole?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah.
Gelatin size, though.
You see, when I started work, we used to make paper out of rags, linen rags.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's cotton lintels.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it out of now.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 13 bats working there when I started. 13.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it was quite a rich village with Wookiee Hole.
Yeah?
We were making 2 guineas a week, see, before the First World War. That was good money.
Which was a lot at the time.
Yeah.
So how did you start being a paper maker? Were you apprenticed as a child?
Apprentice. 7 years apprenticeship.
Where?
Wookiee Hole.
And then you went down to Tuckanay after that?
No, I went to Canada.
Mm.
1923, I went to Canada. Things were so bad here, see? And I spent 11 years in Canada, then I came back. I went to Tuckanay.
Mm.
I was there 6 years, and then I came back to Wookiee Hole again.
And you worked at a bat?
Yeah.
What size sheets did you pull?
Pardon?
What size sheets did you make? What was your...
Full scat, Gimai, Royal, Double Cat, Broad Gimai. Do you know all them sorts?
The broad demo, is that 2 sheets?
1 sheet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm. And how did Cyril meet you, or why is there the connection?
Cyril was a boy, see, when I was in Tuckanay.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned the way to work at bat.
How come you chose him out of all the other fellows?
Pardon?
Why did you choose him rather than another fellow to let work after you?
I don't get it now.
Mm, can you say the question again?
Mm. How did you choose Cyril? Why did you choose Cyril?
Cyril was boasted to me, see?
Oh.
He worked 3 at a bat, you see? There's the batman, the coacher, and the layer. Well, Cyril was the layer, see?
Mm.
And just, you talked out those boys to how to make it, you see? Of course, to make a proper sheet of handmade paper, you've got to have a proper stroke, what they call a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did that mold, of course, those men over there, they're only amateurs. They're just shoveling it together.
Mm-hmm.
To make a real handmade sheet, see, you dip the mold in like that, see, and you shake it that way. And as you shake it that way, a wave of water goes across. And when it gets across to the other edge, you see, just give it a flip, shake it that way, see.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you interwove the fibers both ways. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah, yeah. Cyril's dip was down.
You dip it in like that, see?
And shake, and then flip, and then bounce.
No, you don't do it like that.
That was the closing of the sheet, the final closing
like that,
of the sheet?
That's what we call scow banking, what they're doing.
Scow banking?
They wouldn't stand an earthly chance. Not in my days. No fear. Of course, you can't blame them then because they're only amateurs, you see. They've never been taught the right way.
Could you still teach someone how to do it?
Oh, I could tell them how to do it, but you can't tell them nothing.
They won't listen, huh?
I went over there the other day. I have a pass to go in, see? I can go in when I like. And the batman that's supposed to be a batman there, I called him over. I said, here, I'll give you a few tips. I told him, see, he's making hard work of it.
How's that? What's he doing?
Well, he's doing like this. You don't do that at all.
When you close the sheet, after you've done
you
the
just
forward,
dip the mold in, you just a shape like that, you
and,
see?
And at the very end, we call it close the sheet, to settle the fibers down.
Yeah.
After you give it the shape, what do you do? How do you move your hands then?
And you pass it over to the coocher, see?
Mm.
Well, you watched them over there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just wondering what your particular
you
movement was.
You watched it between
were.
The felt.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, that's only raw material over there. Now it's not properly finished, you see?
Did you work any other departments but the bat?
No. Once you were a batman, that was your lot.
Who trained you?
If you were a good batman, I trained myself.
No, nobody taught you?
No.
How'd you start then?
I was very lucky. I picked it up very quickly. And I was working at Batman's 18.
How come you didn't have anybody train you?
The First World War started, see?
And there was no one around?
And all the men got called up. And the foreman came to me, he said, Harry, so I was only 18. He said, what, you go working at Batman's? Good Lord. I stuck that for about a month, I suppose, and I went and joined the Army. First World War, you see. Now they have a memorial over there of all the men. I'm the only living man on it.
Hmm.
I've lost all my pals, you see.
That's too bad, yeah.
The longer you live, the more pals you lose, the more friends you lose. Of course, at Tuckney, I wouldn't know anyone there now. My nephew went down there last week. He went to Tuckney.
Mm.
He found out Kitty Cox.
Yes.
You know Kitty Cox?
We had tea with Kitty yesterday.
Sam?
Mm.
No, Sam's passed on.
Sam Cox.
Mm.
Of course, there's all Coxes down there at one time.
Mm.
They're all intermixed, you know. Well, you see, the papermaking trade in those days, in my days, you had to be a papermaker's son to go apprentice. Unless you were 14 years and a month old, when another man come in his last year, I was lucky, see, I was just 14 and a month, and they took me apprentice, you see.
Your dad?
I was
your
a non-papermaker's son.
Mm.
And,
so you started picking rags out, or picking specks out of the beater?
Pardon?
How did you start then, at 14 and
a month? Oh, no, you start pitching felts. You see, the man that was throwing the felts, well, he used to have a boy help him, see?
Mm-hmm.
Then I went laying. That was laying the paper after it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, of course, I took a batman shop. I was making paper for 3 and 8 pence a day. Handmade paper for 3 and 8 pence a day.
Can't touch it for that, can you, Dave?
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, I'm fine, thank you. Right,
you're fine.
Yeah. I'm the one that drinks the tea.
That's a whole other story. No, sir, thank you. If you want a cup of tea would be fine.
Mm. Would you have a cup of tea?
Well, I don't want to put you to any trouble.
We'll go on talking for a while.
Yes. Thank you.
How much time have you got?
Oh, hour.
We don't want to tire you.
Pardon?
We don't want to tire you.
No, I'm all right.
You don't get tired talking of paper.
Trouble is, I can't walk very far.
Mm.
The legs. What can you expect for 92? Still drive a car.
Do you have any of your tools?
Do you?
The car's out there at the front. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I didn't know what to expect, see?
No, I know.
I thought to myself, well, if they want to go over the mill, I'll take them over. So, of course, you've been over.
Yeah, we had a Class A tour.
Did you go through the cave?
No, just the mill.
Well, they let you through the mill alone.
Mm. Mm.
No.
Well, I know Ron Grant.
Pardon?
I know Ron Grant. So we got in through him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Well, I've got a pass, see.
Mm.
I went over there one day and the manager happened to be there. See, he said, who are you? Well, I said, I'm the oldest paper maker. Oh, good Lord, he said. I'll give you a pass to come in any time you like.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go in any time I like and wander about where I like.
Mm.
Do you remember any other things about paper making you might be able to tell us? That, did you ever work in the drying area?
No, no. Well, if you're a vatman, see, they wouldn't take you away from a vat to give you another job.
Mm.
If you're no good, you used to go up in the drying loft.
If you couldn't form good sheets.
If you're no good in the vat house, then... Of course, Cyril worked here for a while.
Mm.
Was he a good vatman?
Pardon?
Was Cyril good?
Well, I shouldn't say.
Mm.
He didn't have a proper stroke.
Is there anyone around alive that has a good proper stroke besides you?
Oh, yes. There's 12 other men, like, same as me, see.
Anyone else around now that you know? Do you know any other people who bat older paper makers?
No, no. No. Of course, when I was a boy, you see, there about 12 bat mills in England.
Mm-hmm.
And if you served 7 years apprenticeship, you used to get what they called a card of freedom. And when I came out of my time in Rookie Hall, if there wasn't a vacancy there for me, I could write to the Maidstone, that was headquarters. Of course, we had a union, see?
Mm-hmm.
Write to Maidstone headquarters and ask if there's any job available at any other mill, you see? And they say yes, so and so and so and so. Well, take my card of freedom, just show it. And if there's a job there, they've got to give it to me.
Mm.
That's providing I can do it. Of course, I could work at Bat, Cooch, or Lay. I could do the three jobs.
The paper makers union, there was?
Pardon?
There was a paper makers union.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Yes, oh, yes.
That's that little booklet. The
Original Society of Paper Makers.
Mm. It's in the bag of things that Cyril gave.
One of the oldest unions there is. Mm. It was all busted up.
Mm.
Our motto was united we stand but not combined to injure. If they went by that now, you see,
mm-hmm.
It'd be a different world. What part of the state's you from?
California.
Oh, way out.
Yeah, long ways across the
yeah.
Oh,
well, I flew over about 1966, flew over to Canada. Holiday.
Was it the same?
Pardon?
The same as it always was, or did it change?
No, no, it was all different. When I left Oshawa, it was about 25,000 population. When I went over, it was 75,000. Houses grew up like mushrooms. And they also added another city on the end of Oshawa called Ajax. Of course, General Motors expanded, see, terrific.
Mm.
They had two plants there. I worked at General Motors for 8 years, building cars.
Well, you've got me wondering, what is it that makes a stroke proper, and what is it that makes a stroke not a proper stroke?
Pardon?
What is it that when it makes the Batman stroke what you call a proper stroke? And what is it that makes it improper?
You get that yourself. That's entirely up to you.
Mm.
See, I've known men who served 7 years apprenticeship and didn't have a stroke. Couldn't make a change.
But if you say, no, we won't pass this on beyond us, but if you say that Cyril has an improper stroke or didn't have a real proper stroke, what's that mean?
I can't hear you. Mm.
Can you repeat the question, maybe?
Peter's curious about your saying that Cyril doesn't have a proper stroke.
Well,
he wonders just what it means.
He didn't shake it properly, see?
Ah.
See, you've got to dip the mold in and go like that, you see, then like that. Well, Cyril, somewhere or other, he didn't get the wave to go across properly.
Was this in the...
No,
I said so.
Was this in the early days? I mean, because he would have learnt that by now.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's just...
No, once you get a stroke, you can't alter it.
Mm.
I noticed Cyril goes front to back first, then side to side, or then side to side. First.
No, he goes like that, all right. Then somehow or other, he doesn't get the proper shake out that way.
Do you want the wave to go forward, backwards first, and then?
No, the wave goes forward. See?
Yeah.
And when it gets on the end, you get the flip. It goes off. See?
Right.
And you shake it that way.
And then you...
That way.
Then you shake it side to side.
No.
Never side to side.
You go like that, first of all, then you go like that. That's your sheet of paper.
So Cyril shows the other way around, right? First front to back, then side to side?
Mm.
Is there anything wrong with first going front to back, then side to side?
Oh, no. You've got to do that shape first to get your wave across, you see? You can't go like that and get a wave across. You've got to go like that to get a wave across.
What do we have here that'll help? If this was a mold.
That's it. Well, then you get your mold in like that, see? And
that's all.
That's all. So you dip your mold in, then your wave, when you're doing like that, your wave's going across there. When it gets across there, just give it a flip like that, see?
Seems that when you're going this way, the wave would go across that way.
No.
It doesn't.
No. There's a wave go right across the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it even, see? There you are, you dip your mold in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're working at that, you stand loose. And absolutely.
Relax.
There's no use standing stiff because it'd be like this, you see? You got to let yourself go.
Do you remember anything about adjusting the temperature of the vat for different...
Oh, yes, you got your steam point.
Can you tell me a little bit about what papers used what
heat? You have it, you should always work it warm, see? Just warm.
Did you ever make it hot for some papers?
Well, on thin papers, on banks, you work it hot. But on what we call WSH, you didn't have very little steam on it.
What's WSH?
That was the poorest quality.
What's it stand for? Do you know?
I couldn't say.
What difference does the heat make?
Pardon?
What difference does the heat make? The steam? What difference does the steam make?
Well, it does vary the weight as you're making it, you see.
Mm.
And you got the steam pipe, see, in front of you, and you got a rod you can turn it on or off, whichever you like, see. But you didn't used to work it very hot, just warm.
Do they do it hotter now?
No.
Mm.
No.
Did you adjust how much furnace was in the tank? How much bulk was in the tank? For thicker or thinner sheets, or was that adjusted by your stroke?
Oh no, you regulated it yourself.
So if you wanted a very heavy sheet, you just put more pulp in the vat?
Oh yes, you've got a gauge, you see, on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the chest with agitator in? Well, you've got a gauge there, see? And you gauge your stuff, what we call stuff.
Right.
Gauge your stuff coming out of there and feed your vat, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get so used to it that you know exactly how much you're picking up, you see?
And so you rather than picking up more with the mold, you would put more or less in with the gauge?
Well, the foreman comes and takes the sheet away, see? And he weighs it.
Mm.
And he comes back, and if he said like that, that's a pound up on a ream. He said that's a pound under. If he says like that, okay.
Mm.
So, pound up, you just turn off a little bit. Now, you got to rely on your mate. It's the finest teamwork you ever seen to see them work it properly.
You mean the coocher?
Of course they don't work it properly over there. You see, we used to go in 6 o'clock in the morning and go like the devil all day. Work all day. No tea breaks or anything like that. You used to have our breakfast,
mm-hmm.
our dinner. And you can tell your time by your work. You don't need to look for a clock. If you've got a good coocher, you work in conjunction with each other, you see. He doesn't slide that mold up before you get it out the vat. If he did that, you'd crown him.
Mm.
You see, you work in...
Yeah, perfect rhythm.
It's fine teamwork. And a regular coocher, see, you can tell the time. But we used to do what we called a lump. That's a post.
Mm-hmm. How many sheets?
25 minutes we used to take for a full scan. Lump.
And how many sheets are in a lump?
130, I think it was. Yeah, 130. course, we used to do 26 for the choir, see? That's two for Broken Mirror Retreat.
Right. 26 to the choir, and yeah. So how many choirs in a post?
I was trying to figure out how many choirs.
Five choirs in a quad.
That's right, yeah. Or slavery. It was.
Hard work, man.
Absolutely slavery. I have an old mate of mine, he lives in Wells here, and we very often meet. In fact, he was a worker with me. And I said, Ern, I found out we used to keep going. I said, I don't know. He said, I don't know.
What did he what was he? Yeah.
He was a creature.
Mm. He never became a Batman, he always was a creature?
Yeah, he could work at Bat as well.
But he was better as a creature?
Yeah.
Were there people that were really good at cooching and some that weren't so good at cooching?
Oh, yes, yes.
Were they just as valuable as a Batman?
Well, cooching wasn't so, what should I say,
skilled?
I can't think of the word.
Are you thinking to do with being honored or given recognition for being a good thing, or are you thinking about having the skill, needing a lot of training to do the job?
I can't hear.
Do you
talk
mean,
a bit louder.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jillian will translate.
Not so skilled? Was coaching
no,
not so skilled?
No, not so skilled as a Batman, see?
Mm.
No. Of course, coaching, practically anybody could learn coaching.
Mm.
Well, it's quite an art, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they could
you got a sheet there with a couture spot.
Mm-hmm.
Slip, what they call slipped. But when you first start paper making, I've had my hands bleeding. It's the same grip every time, see? When I came back from overseas, they put me laying in number 9, double needle. My hands got so sore, I had to go home. I couldn't grip anything.
Mm.
I showed the form, I said, you know, but I got to go home. I had to go home and for about a week. Then I knew a man, all his hands were hard skin. All hard skin.
A couture or a Batman?
Yeah.
Couture?
Yeah.
It's harder to be a couture than a Batman on your head?
Oh no, you get sores with couching. Get sores here. Of course, they don't cooch properly over there, no.
What's this with your thumb? What's with it?
Yeah, you put your hands like that, see?
Mm.
Where's
the book here?
Yeah. There you are. See, you steady the bowl like that, see?
Oh, I see.
You put it like that, turn it over, and you slide it up.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go over there before they opened up that vat. And I tried to show a lady how to cooch. And that, you see, when you turn the mold over like that, you slide it up, see?
Mm-hmm.
Across. She couldn't get that at all. Now this man doesn't do it properly, you see? He's supposed to bring that mold up and slide it up straight away, not put it down.
Mm, yeah.
See, he gets his hands like that, see? And there's a funny part of couture, see, you slide that bolt up the same distance every time. For Batman.
Did some Batman like their mold ending up in different places?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He slides it up nearly in the same place nearly every time. Of course, that's the skill of the trade, you see. You can't expect a man to go in off the road paper making.
Right, it takes a lot of practice.
You certainly it does. You say you got a little vat?
Yeah. Don't have a picture of them, sorry to say.
Of course, there's a fortune to be made in America with handmade paper.
I don't know about a fortune.
But you could get it going.
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know if you could ever get it going.
No, you haven't got the men, see?
Yeah.
Well, when I was in Canada, they advertised for a Batman in Toronto. Englishman preferred. Now, this is a long story. My nephew rang me up. He says, Uncle, he says, there's a job for you in the Daily Star. Of course, there's only one paper, Daily Star. The boy said, what's that? He said, Batman wanted phone number. So I rang him. I said, I understand you're advertising for Batman. Yes. He said, what is a Batman? Well, I said, that's an absurd question to ask. Well, he said, I tell you what I ask. He said, I've had about 400 men apply for this job. He said, neither of them's a Batman. Well, I said, I am. I said, I've got proof in my pocket. He said, where are you speaking from? I said, Oshawa. He was in Toronto, see? So he says, you come up on the first bus in the morning. I'll meet you at the bus station. He stopped me wearing a red rose and a blue suit. This was the manager, see, at Don Valley. So I went to Toronto and met him. And went to the office. I was in the office 5 hours. They already started trying to make handmade paper. So he says, I've got some Germans working for me. He says, making handmade paper. I said, oh yeah. Well, you'd never believe what I'm going to tell you. Don't think it's a fairy tale, it's the truth. He said, they're working in a shed. He went down there, opened the door, and I looked, I started laughing. He said, what are you laughing about? Well, I said, everything's backwards. That's true, everything in that vat was backwards. Instead of dipping the mold in like that, he was dipping it in like that. Instead of the creature putting it down like that, he just puts it down like that and turns it opposite way. And the layer, instead of picking the sheet up like this, he was doing like this. Hmm. He'd never seen anything like it. So I went to this German, I said, reverse that belt. I said, cross that belt. No. Cross that belt. Of course he crossed it. There was a man supposed to be working at Patch. He came from Gloucestershire. So I stood in there.
What, the hog was running the wrong direction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
It's going around the wrong direction, see? So got it going right, see? Of course, I dipped this bolt in, see? Manager said, that's a different thing. Oh, I said, certainly it is. I said, you can't expect men to come in off the road making handmade paper. I said, I sir, 7 years apprenticeship. Oh, he says, a different thing. Anyway, it went on. And I had no one to help me, see? I was absolutely on my own. And I got my nephew to come up, my bro came in coaching. And going to say something. Well, this manager, he wouldn't listen to me, you see. I tried to tell him. He had a machine mill just below, see. And of course it didn't go, and they shut it down, see. And I went, had a job in the machine mill, about half a pay. And of course my wife went down with a nervous breakdown, I had to come home. I had some bad luck in Canada. I lost my home and everything. Two people walked in, we walked out, already furnished.
How many sheets of paper could you make a day there in Canada?
Canada?
How many sheets of paper in a day?
I couldn't tell you.
You remember how many you made at Wilkie?
Oh, 2,500.
You think you made...
Full scap.
Mm-hmm. Did you make less? You probably made a lot less when you were in Canada, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I had no one to work with me, see?
Were you cooching your own sheep?
No. It's a trade that you've got to learn, you see. You've got to be apprenticed at it. It takes you years to learn it. Oh, I would pick it up, but I used to breakfast time, see? I used sneak out to one of the vats and try my hand, see? That's how I learned.
No one gave you pointers on how to do it? Did anyone give you pointers saying do it this way, do it that way?
Yeah. There's only one way to do it, see? There's only one way to make a sheet of paper.
There's no one to give you any tips?
No, no. They seen I was getting on all right, see? What's the batman supposed to give you tips about it, see? He's in charge of the bat. That's the larger the sorts, the less days work, see? Less you've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
The one full scat was 5 reams a day, see? The one Dubai was 4 reams a day. The one double medium was 3 reams a day. That was out here.
Did you do a double medium?
No. No, they wouldn't put you on a double medium. I have done.
Mm.
But not to stay all day, I used to change out for the men.
Could one man do double medium all day?
I couldn't.
Some men could, though.
But men used to.
Mm.
Used to have a change out, see?
Now, what's a change out?
Well, before breakfast, they used to do 2 lumps, and if I was laying, I'd go and run the bat for a lump. Then run the coop stool for a lump. And after breakfast, they do 3 lumps, and I'd go round again. Then I'd lay a lump and go round the bat again and cooch. So you don't meet them near the changing, so you get paid for that. It's in the extra.
For changing out.
Mm. Although I've worked a bat day in and day out without a change out.
I was trying to figure out how many lumps made a post. Or I mean made a ream. You got paid by the ream, right?
A ream is 500 sheets, isn't it?
It doesn't work out quite right.
No, 480.
480. Oh,
that's right.
Okay, there.
We used to make 500, see? 480 to the ream. Or 24 choir. 24 sheets to choir.
Yeah. Doesn't work out exactly right, but that must have been because you had to make extra ones so that you, for the
we
second.
We used to make 2 sheets extra to choir for retrain and broken, see?
Mm.
Because so much retrieved and broken as it went round, see?
Do you remember how much percent of the paper that you made was seconds or retrieved?
Well, if you made too much, you... Oh!
What was acceptable?
Well, you couldn't tell.
Mm.
Not until it came round.
Yeah.
In the finishing room. And if... You see, the foreman would come to me, say, Harry, I want you to make 7 days of full scat. Right. So I'd make 7 days. And when it came money for sure, he'd come to me and say, here, that 7 days of full scat you made is for short. See? I said, it was short.
Mm.
Only once did I have a foreman come to me in Wookie Hole. I don't want to brag. He said to me, do you know the girls in the finishing room? I said, sure. I said, why? Well, he says, there's nothing ever the matter with your work. I said, good. That was one thing that I was against. They never come around and say, look, Harry, a certain sort you made come around perfect. That would boost you up quite a bit, but never. But if it didn't come around properly, you heard about it then.
Yeah. Did you keep any of your molds or felts or things?
No.
No?
No, I didn't. Some of them did. Of course, I wasn't there when it shut down, see? Did you see all them molds on there?
Yeah, beautiful. I was looking around to try to buy one. They said they stopped selling them there, so that's why I thought I'd ask you.
No. They're quite expensive, you know.
Mm.
I was the only man that made banknotes for De Beers diamond mines in South Africa.
Was that a did they have a security man watching you?
Oh, that was beautiful, just for a tiny mold, the size of a banknote.
Hmm. How many sheets could you make in a day of that? Really a lot? Or not?
Oh yeah, I think it was about 10 days. They only made it once.
Mm.
Of course, them molds over there at Scanners out there laying about. That old vat, you went through where the old vat is.
Mm-hmm.
You got molds there, banknotes, that is, those two molds. Terrible.
What would you see done with them?
Pardon?
What do you think should be done with them?
They should be tied together.
Mm.
And put somewhere to be kept. See, when you finish Saturday morning, you just tie your molds together to keep them from open.
And how do you set them to tie them together?
String.
Do you set them back to back, front to front?
Front to front.
And where's the deckle go?
The deckle went on there.
It keeps the wires from touching then, I guess.
Yeah.
Was there a special way to wrap the string, or just any old way?
Oh, no, you just tighten them, you know, tighten them tight.
There was no special knot or special system of wrapping them up.
Wrapping the paper?
No, for tying the molds together.
Oh no, you just put them together, see, and then tied there and there.
Hmm. Just two bits of string then, around it.
How'd you get your mold from?
A couple of them I made, so they're not very good, and I got one from Amy's. Bought it new.
I was going to tell you, when I was making handmade paper in Canada, a lady came out from England. She owned a mill near Maidstone. And she stood and watched me. She looked at the manager, she said, "You've got a paper maker here." Of course, she looked down in a minute, you see. He never appreciated it.
Hmm.
Of course, what I done, Rod, I could see this was going to bust up. I went to Howard Smith in Montreal.
Hmm.
I went to their office. And I went there, I said, "Come with a proposition of making handmade paper." Of course, I could make handmade paper, but there they had a rag mill and a wood pulp mill in Montreal. And I was in there, in their office a couple of hours, I suppose. He said, "You go back to Don Valley." He said, "Mr. Wainwright, that was the manager of Don Valley." He said, "He's a personal friend of mine." Mm-hmm. I went back to Don Valley, I got the poke. Of course, that's more than they do, see, is take a man from one mill to the other. It cost him about $1,000.
Mm.
So, I got the sack. I couldn't get a job, and I went back to Wainwright again. I said, "You have to give me a job, sir." I said, "I've got a wife and boy to keep." I said, "I'm absolutely broke." So he gave me a job in the machine mill. And you know, before I left that mill, I knew where a sheet of paper was in that mill. Foreman there was a Devonshire man. And he knew I knew what paper was, see. And he left it all to me. I used to do the shipping. I used to tie up, they used to make rolls. I used to tie up the rolls and ship them out. I used to tie up reams of paper, run the cutter. And he said to me, he said, "When I pack up," he said, "you can have my job." I said, "I don't want your job." So eventually, see, the wife went down with a breakdown. I took her to the doctor. He said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Gamble." He said, "You either have to send your wife home or take her home." He said, "You're going to lose her." I said, "I can't afford to do that." So I wired home for her sister, told her we were coming home, see. They went down the mill next morning. When the foreman come in, that was Walters, his name was. "So I got some news for you, Lois. Oh, she must say, I send them back to old country. He said, what? I send them back to old country. His face was as white as sheet. Oh, she said, what am I going to do? I said, do the same she did before I come here. So I went in the superintendent, he was a Scotchman. I said, Mr. McKenzie, I said, I'm going back to old country. I said, now there's one thing I want you to do. I said, I've got a man, I said, I'll buy my furniture as it stands in the house. If you'll give him my job. Oh, he said, I can't do that. He said, he can't do your. I said, oh. I said, there, I didn't know I was so important. I said, when I came to you about a couple of months ago for a rise, I said, you couldn't think about it. So I said, now you know. So I said, if you'll do that for me, I said, I'd be very pleased. He did. He gave the man a job in the mill.
What year was this?
1934. That's right, 1934. Came back with £80, that's all we had. I lost my boy. I lost my wife. After 60 years.
So you got a job making paper as soon as you got back then?
Pardon?
Did you get a you got a job at Wookiee Hole right when you got back then, is that what you said?
No, I went to Tuckney when I came back from Canada.
Mm.
I worked in Tuckney 6 years and I came back to Wookiee Hole.
Did you know someone down in Tuckney or did they just wrote in the maze?
No, there was a vacancy, see?
What,
I went to the secretary at Wookiee Hole Mill and I said, will you write the maze for me and ask if there's a vacancy anywhere? I came back to the vacancy in Tuckney. So I went to Tuckney. I never worked so hard in my life as I did there. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. See, what spoiled handmade paper, they started putting wood pulp in it. I told the foreman down there, I said, look, I said, he put me on a scaffold, water load. They were very particular people. And the first beater come down was all rags, see, beautiful. It was easy, you could shut your eyes and make it. Well, they took samples of that, see, and sent them to the water load. The next beat of come down was wood pulp, isn't it?
Is that what they called special there?
What?
We were reading some formulas. Is that what they called special, the wood pulp? No, you don't know?
Well, they mixed it up with rags, see?
And was it what they called special in the beat when they mixed in a bit of new white cotton, a little bit of linen, and then some pails of special? Would that have been wood pulp?
Yeah.
Yeah? Called special?
Oh, no. I'll tell you the difference.
What's special? Am I clear or not? You know what I'm talking about, Jillian?
Yeah.
In the recipes for a beater load.
Yeah.
It would have been, say, the beater took 120 pounds, and so there'd be, say, 80 pounds of new white cotton.
Uh-huh. I don't know how they used to mix
20
that.
Pounds broken. And what would special be?
So, when the next beater come down, she got mixed up in the vat, I could tell in a minute. So they dipped the mold in. I sent for the foreman, Sammy Aston. He was a spunky little fellow. Did you know him?
Yeah.
He came in. I said, here, Sammy. I said, what the hell you got here? I said, why? He said, you got wood pulp in here. No, I said, I know you have. I said, you can't kid me. I said, I've been working at that too long. I said, I know it since I dipped that mold in. Well, making a sheet with all right, you get it lovely and clear. You put wood pulp in it and it's smudgy. You can't get it clear.
Hmm.
Wrong mixture, see? It won't mix.
Is linter the same?
What?
Is that linter that they use at Wookiee Hole the same? Or
yeah. They couldn't get the rags. That was the trouble.
So it comes out smudgy?
They couldn't get the rags. Of course, it's all artificial stuff now, see?
Are these sheets what you call smudgy?
That's, no. No, that's pretty good.
Mm. course you made it yourself.
I cut the lintel.
Is that lintel good stuff?
Yeah.
Does it work good? In the bath? Does that cotton lintel work good in the bath?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cotton lintel.
Not like wood pulp.
Can't get any rain, Snoozy. Oh, I disappointed you. I was going to take you over the mill.
Hmm.
Well, we're not disappointed. We're just happy to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to know?
I wish you'd got any questions. Anything, nothing to think of it.
I think you've covered most of it.
Sam ran the beaters, right?
Pardon?
Sammy ran the beaters?
Sam Cox.
Sam Cox was a beaterman. Sam was.
Yeah.
And Len, his brother. And their father was a beaterman.
Yeah. Did they do a good job?
Yeah. Get long stuff and short stuff, see?
Mm-hmm.
The longer you beat it, the shorter it is.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like it long.
Mm.
Did you like it wet or free?
Pardon?
Did you like your stuff wet or free?
No, I didn't like it free. I knew a man that worked at bat there. I couldn't work at bat, at his bat. It was so free. No, I liked it wet. You know a little bit about paper, then. Hey?
I finally woke up.
Yeah. Well, you take bacon bank if it was free. Oh, oh, oh. It was hard work.
But sometimes you'd have to make a bank with free pulp?
Pardon?
Sometimes would you have to make a bank with free pulp? You tell him. That's okay.
I can't get
That's
it.
That's all right. You...
Sometimes did you have to use free pulp?
For making bank.
Mm. Yeah.
Why?
Well, you wouldn't get the weight, see.
Explain that.
Well, you'd regulate your fat for same as you would any other sort, see.
Hmm. Seems like you don't want free pulp for a bank.
No.
But if you got it, you'd have to work with it anyway.
Yeah.
And what would you do?
Put up with it. Gotta go on.
But would the paper be as good in the end?
There was only one man used to make bank in Bookie Hole. That was a man named Rivers. Bill Rivers. And if I wanted to know anything, I used to go to him. Say, Bill, so-and-so, so-and-so, see. When I got this job at Tuckney, I went out to him. I said, Bill, I said, they've offered me a job at Tuckney. Oh, he said. He said, whatever you do, don't swear in front of the foreman. Of course, I went to Tuckney and started work. The foreman used to swear every other word. Oh dear, oh dear. And the first day down there, somebody robbed his wife, bought her dresses. And when I went to work next morning, he said, you're a bright one. He said, come down here, said, and pinch all my wife's dresses.
What was his name?
Oh dear, oh dear. They were lovely houses down there.
What was whose name?
The foreman. What was the foreman's name?
Easton. Bruce Easton. And then he died, his son took over, Sam Easton. And he told the mills company, he said, if I get another man, he said, Seth Randall. He didn't come to me and say so. So I heard about it, see? The next morning, of course, I worked at that here, and I could see everybody that come in the doorway. See, in comes Sammy. There, he said, I want to speak to you. I got over to the vet. I said, you told the mills company you'd like to sack me. I said, you could sack me right now if you like. I said, I've never starved yet. I said, if you can do my job, I said, you can have it. You know, we've been some of the best friends. That's true. He knew I was right, you see. He came up here and he had a week's holiday with me. I went down there and had a week's holiday with them.
Do you still go to Tuck and Hay?
Pardon?
Do you ever go to Tuck and Hay now?
No, mm. No. They're all gone, see. Mm. All the Coxes are gone.
Mm. Except Kitty.
My nephew went down to Payton for a week's holiday. And he said, we're going over to Tuckney. I said, all right. You had already met Kitty. Kitty took them all around. Not Kitty was dear to the shore. Old Sam. Sam used to stutter. You warm enough?
Yes, thank you.
What did Kitty do in the mill?
I don't know what she does now.
What did she do in the mill?
Did she never worked at the mill. No, Kitty never worked at the mill.
Mm.
Of course, they nearly all did. Mm.
She's very proud of it.
Yeah.
You knew she wrote a booklet about it, did you?
She's writing a book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you not see it?
No.
I'll send you one.
Well, thanks very much.
I've got one left.
Oh.
We can maybe get one more.
What Kitty wrote?
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't ever see it?
We could give him one. We could give him one out of the bag and cross out six and make it five.
No, I'll send you one.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
Well, not that I could think of especially. Anything you want to tell us about? It's just the stories are fun. If you can think of a good incident that happened in the mill, that would probably be entertaining for us.
Oh, I can tell you. I can give you a story. when I booked to go to Canada, I went out to Bill Rivers. I said, Bill, I said, you gotta come and have a drink with me. This is true. No, he said, thanks, I'm working out. Well, I said, it's your last chance. Anyway, they all left off, all the batch crews. Sent up the pub for a gallon of beer. Well, Bill Rivers said, I'm not gonna get drunk. No, I said, we had about 6 gallons of beer. We wheeled poor old Bill Rivers home in a wheelbarrow. That was our last thing at Whoopi Hall. Of course, you weren't a pencil maker unless you could drink beer.
Yeah?
No, no. I knew a batman used to have 2 bottles of beer in his cistern every morning. And I knew Sam Cox's uncle that worked in Whoopi Hole, he used to drink a quart of cider before breakfast. Yeah.
Does it help with your shake or something?
When he was on Double Elephant.
That's your problem. Mm. He only drinks water.
Well, beer will help with your shake then?
Pardon?
I said beer will help your shake?
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor old Doff Cox, he used to sweat you to chip running off his nose.
Did anyone you ever know wear one of those papermaker hats?
Yeah.
Who?
There was one old Mr. Gunning. He worked in the bleaching room. He wore a papermaker's hat. Used to make them out of a sheet of paper.
Do you use sized or unsized paper?
Pardon?
Do you know what paper he used? Any old paper, or do you use a special?
Well, a stiff sort of paper, see? Like one you got there.
Mm. None of the vat men wore them, though. Anyone in the vats wear a papermaker's hat?
No, no. No. I don't know what I've got here I could show you.
Do you have any photographs from the mill? In the
no.
old days?
I've got so many photographs, I don't know where they are half the time.
Do you have any really old ones from Wookiee Hole?
No.
Mm.
up under there. Watch the glasses.
All right.
Not that one. Bring that one. That one in under. A lot of photographs in there. That was our house in Canada. There's none near the middle. This is in Canada. Here's my wife. That was my boy. None nearer than now. All on holidays.
Mm.
You stayed in a caravan?
Yeah.
Where was this?
Oh no, that was down at Isle of Wight. Isle of Wight. Mm-hmm. We're on the booze here.
Mm-hmm.